My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about the new way to do competitive analysis. This is just a new way to do competitive analysis. And what do we got?
What do you have?
Facebook.
Okay. How do you do it?
Okay. We can go to Neil's page. Okay. If he's assuming he's running ads right now, which I'm not sure if he is. Are you running ads right now?
No, I'm not.
Okay. He's not running ads. Okay. Let's go to somebody else. Billie Jean. Let's say we go to Billie Jean. We talk about Billie Jean sometimes, right? We like his advertising. So go to Billie Jean and his marketing, and we can actually click on the little, on the sidebar, it says info and ads. We can actually see all the ads he's running now active on Facebook.
Yeah, and it's a really good strategy. Another thing that you could do if you're trying to figure out competitive analysis, and this also uses Facebook, you can put a pixel on your website. You can then build audiences, and Facebook will tell you who your ideal audience is. Then you can use a lot of other tools out there on the web, like the similar webs, to figure out which of your competitors have that same audience. Because once you know they have that same audience, then you can go look at their marketing strategy and then replicate it or reverse engineer it or one-up them or whatever strategy you want to use. But you need to make sure when you're doing competitive intelligence that the audience is similar to yours. So for example, if Billie Jean is in marketing and Eric and I are in marketing, I bet you that Billie Jean has a different audience than Eric and I.
For sure.
But Eric and I, we have a very similar audience because we both run ad agencies. So if you make sure first that the audience that they're going after is similar to the audience you're going after, then you can copy their strategy. But if the audiences are off, even though if they're in your same space, you'll just be spinning your wheels and you'll notice that you won't make too much money.
Yeah, with marketers, I mean, they talk about, well, there's this concept called swiping, okay? And so if, actually, there's a good website. If you go to swiped.co, you can actually see a lot of copy, long-form sales pages, things like that, which actually a lot of marketers nowadays don't really pay attention to. I recommend that you do, because this long-form sales copy stuff, it's all around human psychology, so check it out. But the idea behind using this new info and ads feature in Facebook is, yes, they're trying to add more transparency. It's also going to show your ads out there. It's kind of a double-edged sword, but I think in the long term, it's a good thing. You can actually go out and report ads that you might have, like, you know, saw in passing but remembered. And so if you're feeling like, you know, you should go report some ads, go ahead and do that. But my point is, you can go and swipe instead of, like, let's say you have clients, for example. Let's say Neil and I, we have clients. We can actually, instead of having to come up with ideas all the time, we can just take a look at their competitors, show our clients what ads are out there, and basically we can make decisions from there, right? We can make more educated decisions. And look, the creativity doesn't always have to stem from you. It's from everywhere. That's how Neil and I come up with ideas. It's really pulling ideas from everywhere and sometimes, you know, iterating on them. And that's why I'm really grateful to be able to see all these ads out there.
Yeah. I don't have anything else from my end. That's what I do for competitive intelligence.
Cool. So that's it for today. Make this podcast better by spending 2 minutes of your life filling out the survey at singlegrain.com/survey. And we're going to figure out how we can best serve you moving forward. See ya.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
It's brand new season 2. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.